Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
Hello and welcome to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger. Tonight we got not necessarily a sad show, but we're going to talk about my main man Guru tonight. Hip hop has lost a legend. Guru is no more. Anyway, as always, we want your calls. So give us a call at 646-929-2037. Once again, we want your phone calls. So give us a call at 646-929-2037. And as always, if you don't want to call, we also take your email. You can email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, your emails are definitely welcome also. You can hit us up at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And to keep up to date with us, not everyday life and different events we may be sponsoring and hosting around the city, you can text the word Smooth Drama from your mobile device to the number 41411. Once again, from your mobile device, text the word Smooth Drama to 41411. So that y'all can know what we're doing around the city and whatnot. Once again, I want to give a shout out to Butter. Get better. You know, we want you to get better. Come back to the show and feel good. And then just talk about the loss that we had. Oh, man. Guru. Gangstar. No more. Like, wow. And the funny thing is, in the car the other day, me and my nephew driving, and what just happens to be playing one of my favorite songs from Gangstar that I've been hearing a little bit. Who's going to take the weight? One of them. And, you know, he was asking me, like, yeah, you like rappers like this that just, he just gets on the mic, he just raps. He don't do nothing else but just rap. I'm like, yeah, exactly. He just raps. He don't do all that extra, whatever that is. Man was bitter supreme. I mean, I don't think people understand how much Guru brought to the game. First, one for the people who don't know, his government name was Keith Elam, and of course he was best known for being the hottest MC in the world. Well, not that. Well, man was hot. Had crazy lyrics for Gangstar. He died on the 19th after a long bout with cancer, and I guess he had been in a coma or whatnot. I guess he had been fighting it for a while on the low. Nobody wasn't really publicized, whatnot, that he was actually in danger, whatever. His life was in danger. That's why it came as a shock to me, you know, because I'm one of them people, like, when is he coming out with a new album? I mean, because these guys was off the chain as far as music goes. I mean, Gangstar, you put their hits up against anybody's hits. You know, they had a long line. You're talking about one, they had 8 albums. You know, first one, stepping on the scene, No One Miss a Nice Guy. That number one hit was Manifest. Stepping the Arena, that was like the perfect hip-hop album. You know, it was like, wow. Just, there was no weak cuts on Stepping the Arena. Third album, Daily Operation, just raising the level of the heat. Hard to Earn, Hot, Moment of Truth, and The Owner. And they also did a couple compilations, Full Clip, A Decade of Gangstar, that they released in 1999, and Mass Appeal, which was the best of Gangstar that they put out in 2006. I mean, in the hits, like I said, Words I Manifest, Just to Get a Rep, Who's Gonna Take Some Weight, Love Sick, Step in the Arena, X Girl the Next Girl, Cold of the Streets, Thwick, Mass Appeal, The Militia, man, Full Clip. Recently, off of the last album, Nice Girl, Wrong Place, The Owners. One of my favorite songs off of White Man Can't Jump soundtrack was Now You're Mine, the basketball song. Man, Guru was everywhere, all over the place. Man could rap and spit about any and everything. He covered stuff from, you know, being conscious, to party rap, to whatever. If it could be done, Guru did it. The man is without words. But he had a lot of words. You know? And it's a shame that, one, that he's gone and we won't get to hear his great music any longer. Although, if you're like me and you've got all the albums and the greatest hit album with extras, you are right. But it's just a shame that he's gone, and he's gone young, which is sad. I mean, because he was only 43 years old. And it seems like such a shame that he didn't get a chance to grow old, you know, live his life. You know, he survived by one son, coincidentally. And it's, I don't know, it's really sad, you know, because when I think of, and I think of Gangstar, I think of the good days of hip-hop when I'd be excited to go out to the club and listen to the music. I mean, in my day, I'm not trying to date myself, but hip-hop was hard, and they played hardcore in the club. You go to the club and it was on, and people danced to it. Unfortunately, not what we're doing now. And I know every generation has its music, and far be it from me to criticize every generation and their music and how they want to go about listening and what they think is fresh and what they don't think is fresh. Because obviously, I know coming up that I thought that our hip-hop was definitely better than what was listened to before me. And I'm sure every generation thought, oh, well, their music was better. But for me, Gangstar, I don't know if you can top that. Their catalog is pretty thick. And I would challenge anybody to say that they can find another group's catalog that could match Gangstar catalog. And we're talking about excellence from 1989 till what? 2006? They was rolling. And this sad day when a dope artist, a great artist, passes away. And so on that note, since our hearts are heavy, well, I know mine is, I'm going to play one of my favorite cuts from them, Gangstar, Who's Going to Take the Weight.
I was raised like a Muslim, praying to the east. Nature of my life relates rhymes I release like a cannon, cause I've been planning to be ramming what I wrote straight on a plate down your throat. So digest as I suggest, we take a good look at who's who while I'm reading from my good book. And let's dig into every nook and every cranny, set your mind free as I slam these thoughts. And just like a Jenny goes bow, you're gonna see what I'm saying now. You can't be sleeping, cause things are getting crazy. You better stop being lazy, there's many people fronting and many brothers dropping, all because of dumb things. Let me tell you something, I've been through so much that I'm such a maniac, but I still act out of faith that we can get the shit together so I break. Our fools with no rhyme skills messing up the flow, and people with no sense who be moving much too slow and slow. You will know the meaning of the Gangstar Crew with the mic and premiere to anchor swiftly as we embark on a journey. I had to get an attorney, I needed someone to defend my position. Decisions I made, cause now it's time to get paid. And ladies, these rhymes are like the keys to a dope car, maybe a Lexus or a Jaguar. Still, all of that is just material, so won't you take the scenario and just imagine if each one is teaching one. We'll come together so that we become a strong force, then we can stay on course, find your direction through introspection. And for my people out there, I got a question, can we be the sole controllers of our fate now? Who's gonna take the weight? Heavy on my mind, so as my feelings unwind, I find that some try to be down just cause it's trendy, others fall victim to envy, but I'll take the road less traveled, so I can see all my hopes and my dreams unravel, relieving your stress, expressing my interest in the situation that you're facing, that's why I'm down with the nation. Spirituality supports reality, we gotta fight with the right mentality, so we can gain what is rightfully ours. The meaning of the chain of the star. Land is power, so give me 40 acres. Let's see how far I can take you. Original, invincible. That's how I'm looking at it. I use my rhymes like a Glock automatic. Any means necessary, I'm going all out. Before the rains bring the nuclear fallout. So let me ask you, is it too late? Hey yo, who's gonna take the weight?
together you got drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Herger. Just got through playing, of course, one of my favorite songs, Who's Gonna Take the Weight. Right now we're talking about, we're gonna do a memorial for my man Guru, Gifted Unlimited Rhymes Universal tonight. You know, it's just gonna be a gangster night. I'm just sad that it's over. No more Gangstar. We got going to the memory bank. But we gonna keep him alive, you know, because Gangstar is right here for me. Always gonna be with me. And my main man, Guru, you can hear. We with you, bro. We hope you find peace, better peace than you had here. Speaking of peace, man, y'all know as always, I gotta talk about ignorance, you know, in the kind of ignorance that's scary, one, and two, that keeps making me go back to racial rehab. Now, we already had, and y'all know, when I say racial rehab, I'm trying not to be racial. I really... really am. But unfortunately, certain individuals just pulling me in. You know, at first, it was the scary thing was when the Nigerians had the bomb in the drawers, whatnot. You know, what was scary about that is, like, you know, he looked like a regular African American, as they call us. Now, you move forward, and we got this fool in Newark, Delaware, and it's just a regular traffic stop. Homie, Keenan White, 22-year-old Keenan White, the police stopped him. They saw him reach underneath his leg to readjust an item in his pants. When the officers patted him down, they found what they thought was a knife in his underwear. And I don't even know, one, no. You grab a man Johnson and pat him down. I don't know about that one. Anyway, they actually found it was a folding handgun loaded with 5 rounds of ammunition. I didn't know that gun folded. That's way past me. And two, what is it with the brothers and putting the weapons in their drawers now? You know, that'd be the last place that I would ever want to put a firearm or something dangerous in my drawers. I'm starting to get scared. Like I said, I'm in racial rehab. I've been trying to go back to the old days. You remember the old days, the comedians, Richard Pryor, everybody would make the joke, you know, black folks do this, white folks do that. Yeah, I'm having a hard time differentiating shit now. Used to be, you could say, okay, black folks would do this. And then, you know, like, if it came to serial killer stuff or something like that, white folks would do. Oh, hold on, we got a call. Call, are you on there?
Yo, what's up? What's up, man? What's going on with your Dick Hugger?
I'm all right. It's my man Black Steel. What's happening with you?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, you know, just laying low, living, basically just living.
All right. I hear you. Well, I know you about Guru passing. I know we spoke a little bit earlier about it. You want to give your thoughts about it?
Yeah, you know, basically, you know, I remember the first time I saw Manifest on Rap City. For a lot of you people out there that don't know, Rap City was the original video outlet for, you know, for the black community back in, what, 88?
Yeah, I believe that was 88, 89.
Yeah, 88, 89. So, you know, so, you know, and then I was just kind of mesmerized, like, wow, man, yo, this is something different, it, you know, because at that time, you know, you had all the little political rap. PE was out. KRS-One was out, you know, so then that's when Gangstar came out, and, you know, they took it to the next level. But then, you know, for me, I said I had always wanted to see him, and I remember the first time I ever saw him in concert, they was on tour with Rage Against the Machine. They opened up for him. They did about a 35, 40-minute set, and, you know, I was just happy. I could care less about whatever else was going on after that. Because I could truly say that I got to see Guru and Premier on stage once in my life.
Yeah, of that I'm jealous and envious of you, because I never got a chance to see them.
And I realized that because I don't even think they ever played San Diego too often. That's, you know, that's where we're at. So I don't, you know, they just happened to link up on a major tour at that time. And, you know, I always said I wanted to see him again, but never got the chance. And now I know, you know, we'll never get a chance unless you watch a video or you go see one of the live shows on DVD or something like that, you know. But, you know, the rap community lost a legend. We lost, you know, somebody that we grew up listening to, somebody that was telling us, don't do this, don't do that. You know, you never heard Gangstar refer to women, you know, in a derogatory sentence. You know, nothing like that. You know, he wasn't talking about the bling and all the money that he made, but, you know, he was just putting it out there. We're going to have fun. We're going to party. You know, we're going to do it like this. We're going to take the Mac out photos, and then we're going to pack up all of our equipment and we're going to go home. You know, so.
Yeah. And the important part there was that they were positive.
Exactly.
Always positive, but they were nice.
Always positive.
Him and Premier was like the perfect couple, because we talking about just the ultimate MC and the ultimate DJ together. As you know, Premier would just drop a beat and Guru was like, all right, let's go.
Exactly. And another thing, he even made, you know, he brought jazz back. He even made jazz cool, you know, to my ear. You know, we would listen to jazz and we would hear it. But then you would be like, well, you know, that's what my grandparents listened to, my great-grandparents listened to. But then when he came out with the Jazzmatazz album and he threw the jazz in there with the, you know, with the rap lyrics, everybody was like, wow. You know, you saw cats going out buying jazz records, listening to jazz, and that was just like, that, you know, that was taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I definitely remember the first soundtrack that I ever bought. Well, Better Blues.
Still no
my
doubt.
Favorite to this day. And I mean, the jazz thing was on there. My favorite remix. I mean, and that's the thing, the versatility. You know, Guru was, as I said earlier, was everywhere. You know, he could party rap. He could political. I mean, sometimes he do it in the same song. He just is all over the
place. Exactly. And it's just like, you know, we lost something that, you know, in the music industry that may never happen again. You know, we lost a great, you know, somebody that was at the top of his game. And you may never see that again.
Well, you want to know what's funny about that also is, like, you know, I looked around, you know, I checked the news outlets, whatnot, and wasn't a whole lot of people talking about it. It's like, you know, yeah, there's stuff happening, and I'm like, Guru was a premier artist. I mean, he was, we talking about a hip hop legend. I mean, I remember how everybody, and I'm not trying to defame people here, but I remember how everyone went crazy over Biggie and Tupac and their death, whatnot. And I'm like, they didn't have half of what Guru had, catalog-wise.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, and this is no disrespect to them, but I don't think that they were even close to him. I'm sorry.
No.
I know it'd be sacrilege. People are like, oh, you dissing Tupac and Biggie. I'm not dissing Tupac and Biggie. I'm saying that, you know, honestly, I wasn't, at the time of Tupac's death, I wasn't even listening to him because he was like commercial to me. And Biggie was starting to get commercial in his second album. I mean, there was some songs, but that's just me. I looked at Guru Gangstar, and I see dope shit year after year after year.
You can't
a weak album.
No doubt. And he was always, you know, even though, you know, you talk about Biggie and Tupac, you know, and they had the East Coast, West Coast beef, you know, they were all outspoken, you know, they were always in the, you know, on the cover of Vibe, on the cover of The Source and stuff like that. And, you know, while that was going on, you know, Gangstar, Guru would be in the studio making an album, making a song, getting on somebody else's song, you know, singing with the Brand New Heavies or somebody like that. You know, like, you could go, like, you know, the thing is nowadays you could go and tell, like, you know, you could, you know, some 18, 20-year-old cat and be like, man, that's just, you know, Guru passed away. And they'd be like, well, who is that?
Right.
And then you'd be like, you know, you don't know who Guru is? You know, Gangstar, DJ Premier? Nah, I don't listen to that.
Yeah,
you know, who do you listen to today? Where do they get their style from?
Right. Well, no, they're not getting their style from him.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Who did that person listen to? They had to listen to somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
but
that's the thing. When you talk about people don't know who he is. I mean, he's got a lot of products out. And he's got a lot of great product out. He don't have, you know, substandard stuff. He's got, like, top shelf. You know, and
yeah,
it boggles my mind that people don't know.
Yeah, that's like, you know, like if you ask, you know, some people, you know, about, say, like, Satchel Paige, people would be like, well, you know, who was that? You know who Barry Bonds is, but you don't know who Satchel Paige is? Come on, man. You know, it's just like a lot of people just don't take that time to realize, you know, what laid the foundation for now. And, you know, and that's why I said, you know, I'm going to play a little bit more stuff so people can say, wow, who was that? You know, I want to hear that. You know, I was talking to a partner of mine today. He told his little brother, who's in his mid-20s, yeah, man, Guru died, and his little brother was like, what, who is that? I don't know who that guy is. So, you know, that's why I said we lost a legend, we lost a pioneer, and, you know, like they said, his music will live on forever through me, through you, and through the people that he touched, but, you know.
Well, on that note, we're going to play another song of Gangstar, another one of my favorites. Just to get a rep.
Yeah.
Are amused by other brothers' rep, but the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you'll feel fright, and at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two. Cause seeker, maybe much you for self or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother the star, he could pop in a jet without a getaway car. And some might say that he's a dummy, but he's sticking you or taking all of your money. It's a daily operation. He might be loose in the park or lurking at the train station. Mad brothers know his name, so he thinks he got a little fame from the stick-up game. And while we're blaming society, he's at a party with his man. They got the iron, the gold chain that the next man's wearing. It looks big, but they ain't staring, just thinking of a way and when to get the brother. They'll be long gone before the kid recovers. And back around the way, he'll have the chain on his neck, claiming respect just to get a rap. Brothers in a circle, had the kid trapped. The one with the hoodie said will hurt you if you don't run out your jewels and pay. Give up the Rolex watch or you won't see another day. See, they were on the attack, and one said, yo, you wanna make this to a homicide rap? Make it fast so we can be on our way. Kick in the rings and everything, okay? The kid was nervous and flinching, and little shorty with the 3-8, yo, we was inching. Closer and closer, put the gun to his head. Shorty was down to catch a body instead. Money was scarce, so he panicked. Took off his link and his rings and ran frantic. But shorty said, nah, pull the trigger and step. It was nothing. He did it just to get a rep. Bigger. Now he's known for his trigger finger, rolling with troops of his sons like a gangster figure. He's near the peak of his crazy career. His posse's a nightmare, Mac and Jules and crazy gear. But as we know, the things we do come back. As shorty's not peeping, others are scheming to counteract. Cause the kid that got shot didn't perish, so he pulls up in the Jeep with tinted windows. Too late, shorty was caught in the mix. His time ran out, his number came up, and that's it. You know the rest, so don't front, the planet's been upset. Some brothers gotta go out just to get a rep.
Together you gotta be drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger and my main man Black Steel. Black Steel, you still there?
I'm still here. All yo, right. That was yo. I love that. I love just to get a rap.
Yeah, and ain't that so true? I mean, it's 20 years later. You think about it. That song still goes on. The scenario and the message.
Exactly. You
know, people do to get a rep. Just because.
Hey, I got a question for you, Dick. When remember the first time you heard The Wick?
Yes. And you want to know the very first time that I heard it?
Yeah, when was the very first time?
We were at when I was at City College, and we had an event with the African Student Union at the time when I was president, and we had a basketball game there, and in that song while we were playing the charity basketball game, and I was like, oh shit, Gangstar got a new one out. And I remember right after I left there, I went to the store and bought that joint.
When that song came out, it was like right before the summertime, right?
Oh, that was a summer hit.
That song probably pushed for 3 summers in a row. Every summer, that song was hit, like right at the beginning of the summer, they would play The Wick, and it would run all the way through the summer.
Oh, well, you know, me and my homie was hollering about that song earlier today. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. Poet like Gangsta's shoes and can't lose when I cruise, when I'm on the expressway. Ah, man. sick.
And we could sit back and recite lyrics all night.
Yeah. And people don't even understand that how much the man contributed. I mean, he dropped a lot. Now I'm gonna ask you. Now you talked about Manifest whatnot. Now I remember one of my favorite videos of theirs, aside from Just to Get a Rep, was X Girl to the Next Girl. And that was one of my favorite videos of all time. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
Yeah. Oh, I saw it.
Yeah. Now, I remember thinking that very same thing, that very same way. X Girl to the Next Girl. You know, start thinking about it. And I thought that. X to the Next, took my time with each one. I know you still feeling me, but stop yelling me, hon. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and as far as, like, slang and lingo, like, to this day, you know my steez? Everybody said that at least once in their life. Well, who originated that?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, and that is my favorite Gangstar video of all time. That, you know my steez, everybody in all white.
I remember. And then another joint I like, one of my favorites.
You know,
this is my, what's that?
Can you repeat that?
Oh, I said another one of my favorites was Above the Clouds.
Oh, him and Inspector Deck.
Him and Inspector Deck. That was a banger. I was just like, when I heard that, I heard the Inspector on there, and I was just like, oh my, like, I went out and got Inspector Deck's album on that one. I was just like, wow. I was just like, yo, that was like taking it some to the next level, because he, you know, Wu-Tang was big at the time, so he was like, yo, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, we're going to link up and do this. But Above the Clouds with Inspector Deck.
Yeah, and I know my thing was, and it was always true, I could always count on them to do more than the single.
See, oh, yeah.
If you bought Gangstar album, you had an album where it was like all the songs, you didn't have to fast forward. There was no need for the fast forward button when you listen to Gangstar. And
exactly.
And that was also one of my beefs with their greatest hits albums, whatnot. Although it wasn't really a beef because I have all their albums. You kind of wish that people could hear some of the album cuts, because some of their album cuts, which didn't make the greatest hits, were, I mean, outstanding.
Yeah, oh, definitely, like, my favorite album is probably Step in the Arena.
Oh, that, as I said earlier, that was the perfect album.
Exactly.
And when that album came out, it was like, people talk about other albums and how it blew their mind, whatnot, but I challenge anybody to go, if you don't have it, you need to go get it, one, because it's a hip-hop classic. Two, if you're just too cheap, go to FY, even though you're only going to get like 30, 40 seconds of the song. But listen to that album song for song. There is not a weak touch on there.
No doubt.
I remember we would go out and we would just keep rolling with that. That would be in the tape deck. Didn't have to fast forward, rewind, just keep rolling. Because the hits just kept rolling off of that one. That was the perfect. And what hurt me, and well, not hurt me, but disappointed me, is the fact that none of those albums went platinum.
At all.
You know, and I always wondered about that, because you know, and they always say not platinum in sales, but platinum in the street. You know, everywhere, because we ran in the same circle, everywhere we went, they was playing them joints.
All the time.
Oh, and not hear them. I remember a girl was complaining, Depreciate, rest in peace. I remember she was complaining that, like, yeah, I went out, and they was playing this new Gangstar cut, Mass Appeal, and everybody was going crazy, and I ain't understand it. And it was funny. And she was just like, she didn't understand it. And, you know, you look at it now, I mean, like you said, brothers will sell their soul to have Mass Appeal, and he never did. And that's probably the reason why he's not as well known as he should be. You know, even his last album, I can't remember the name of it, but I've got it in my MP3 player. You know, he just never stopped.
Yeah, definitely. I got the last album too. It's like, yeah, they just kept making hits, and it wasn't about, you know, he wasn't all doing interviews, you know, weren't concerned about getting his album on the mainstream, playing it on the radio. You know, you'd see a Gangstar video here, you might not, but, you know, he was all about making music for the people, for his people, not, you know, not like commercial or whatever. He just did what he wanted to do.
Now, in deference to that, you know, I want to say, get it out there, I'm for the diversity of, I think that's what people don't understand. People think that, you know, it's like, oh, you want to just hear all hardcore. Yeah, now and again, I want to hear some ignorant. You know, I might like a beat or something like that. It just, there's no diversity. Now, in retrospect of Gangstar and why I have a problem with rappers nowadays, it used to be that rappers would make like one or two songs for the masses. You know, and that would be their songs that, bam, that's for y'all, the suckers. Not that I'm saying all the masses are suckers, but anyway, it's just for suckers. And then the rest of the album, the other 14, 15 tracks, that was for me.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. It was like, you know what, I got you. Him and Premier was like, I got you. Yeah, we might make one song for the suckers, but I got you. I got this.
Yeah.
This album is for you. You can get fired up on your way to play some ball or whatever.
Yeah, on your way up to Muni. Hey, but real quick, I know I know that for a lot of people out there, if you really don't know who Gangstar is and you really want to find out who they are or hear any of their music, there is a website you can go out to. It's called DJPremierBlog.com. And you know, he's probably going to – I've heard some Gangstar stuff on there, but they'll probably upload a lot more Gangstar music on there. So if that – you know, if you want to check it out, they have videos and things of that nature. So if you see Gangstar live in tour in Switzerland when they had roughly like 40,000 people in the house rocking, you know, moving back and forth and stuff like that, you know, go there and check it out. It's DJPremierBlog.com. And, you know, listen to some real hip-hop. Not none of that, you know, because everything on there is controlled by a real DJ.
Great point. Y'all didn't hear. My man said DJPremierBlog.com. You know, I can't express to you how much good music you be listening to. If you go there and listen to his stuff, because you won't go wrong with Gangstar, that's for sure.
Exactly, and you know, as my man.
Now, I had to ask you this. Have you heard about this feud? Because I read the letter, and supposedly on his deathbed, he was like, DJ Premier is not to have anything to do with any tributes or anything like that.
Yeah, I heard about it. And basically, somebody made it very clear that, number one, Guru did not write that letter, period. Guru was in a coma for literally 2 months. When you're in a coma and you can't breathe, you can't talk, you can't write, you barely can move your body, how are you supposed to write a letter of that caliber, of that nature, and say, and then, you know, somebody has the audacity to say, oh, yeah, he wrote it.
Yeah, and what was also funny about that is that the producer, Solar, you know, his producer for his last couple of albums, whatnot, said that Solar is to exclusively handle all of the tribute and whatnot. And I'm sitting up there like, when we think of Gangstar, we don't think of Solar, even though they rhyme. We think of Guru and DJ Premier. I'm nothing against Solar, but I don't know who the fuck you are. And, I mean, hopefully he is not the author of said letter. We'll hope that he wasn't petty like that. And I think it's a shame that anyone would write or do anything like that at a time like this. You know, when the family is grieving. You know, it doesn't seem right. And we know that it's business because obviously everybody saw how Michael Jackson has gone platinum how many times now in his death. And we've seen how many albums that Tupac and Biggie put out after they were dead, penning dope rhyme phrase, whatnot. I'm hoping that that's what this is about, positioning yourself so you can get some extra money capitalizing on the dead man thing.
Exactly. And I think, you know, with that being said, I really think that DJ Premier would, as a group, Gangstar, you know, he's half of the group, so he would be in control of the catalog. He would be in control of, you know, organizing a tribute because, you know, for years they were partners. You know, they were the ones that signed on that dotted line to get that record deal. They were the ones that went into the studio all hours of the night, spent, you know, time away from their families trying to get to where they are now. And, you know, to have some dude at the very end come in and just kind of knock it all down, you know, I've been reading all the articles on, you know, all the blogs, everything on Twitter about Solar. And, you know, basically, you know, he's just trying to get his, you know, he's just trying to get something that he didn't earn. You know, and, you know, he's trying to take control of the situation, which, you know, I guess when it comes to light, you know, he will get pushed out. People will look right past him and say, oh, wow, you know, you ain't nobody. Beat it.
Well, I'm still trying to and hoping that it's not him. I'm hoping that it's not him. Because, you know, you try not to think ill of anybody, especially at a time like this. I mean, because obviously he's been working with Guru for a while, too. I mean, it wasn't as successful as Gangstar was, but, I mean, he still did do some great work post-Gangstar with his 4-volume Guru Jazzmatazz, whatnot, and his last album, Money, Power, and Influence. So, we're hoping, Solar, that you're not the one that's trying to do this. I mean, obviously, he'd get pushed to the side because you weren't Gangstar. And nowhere on the marquee did it say Guru Premier Solar. Just Guru.
Exactly. How can you take credit, you know, and, you know, basically if you're doing all the tributes, you're taking credit away from DJ Premier, who was his partner for many years. You know, like I said, they the ones that grinded it out. They're the ones that made this good music. That was Premier's beat that he was rapping on, not Solar's beat. So,
well,
therefore,
I mean, you know, when you start talking about putting in work together, when you do something together with someone, and the bond that they had and all the work that they've done, I mean, I can't imagine how Premier is feeling right now, because even though you can have a friend and y'all may have lost track of each other, may have fallen out a little bit, at the end of the day, that love and connection that you had, that's a bond that can't be broken. And I'm sure that right now he's grieving a friend, a comrade, you know his partner being gone, especially under the circumstances, you know, he's been under cancer and he died young. You know, it's all sad. And this is the time where I don't want to necessarily go through all the negativity. No, I want to celebrate Guru, Gifted Unlimited Rhymes Universal. You know, I mean, he, along with KRS-One, another major motivator on why I chose the whole Dick Hugger, meaning F the N-word and all that other stuff, because I was like, well, I'm a hip-hop guy, and I want my name to mean something like my hip-hop contemporaries. Even though I'm not a hip-hop artist, I still feel like I live in the vein of hip-hop.
Exactly. I feel what you're saying. It's a strong, powerful name. And when you know, when they see it, when you say it, it kind of like, you know, people be like, wow, you know, it's controversial. And that's what it's all. KRS-One was controversial. Public Enemy was controversial. When Gangstar first came out with the Malcolm X look, oh, he's controversial. So,
yeah, kind of funny. On that note, we gotta get to the last song. My personal favorite. I'm just going through my personal favorite. You know my Steve. I love this song.
The real hip hop, MCing and DJing from your own mind, you know.
I guess right now we should start the show.
Who's this suspicious character strapped with the sound profound? Similar to rounds spit by Derringers. You're in the terror dome like my man Chuck D said. It's time to dethrone you clones and all you knuckleheads. Cause MCs have used up extended warranties, while real MCs and DJs are a minority. But right about now I use my authority, cause I'm like the wizard and you look lost like Dorothy. The horror be when I return for my real people. Words of split wig hitting like some double desert eagles. Sporting caps full low and baggy slacks, subtracting all the rappers who lack over Premier's tracks. Severe facts have brought this rap game to near collapse. So as I have in the past, I will back, dropping lyrics that be harder than sex and candle wax. And one-dimensional MCs can't handle that. While the world's revolving on its axis, I come with mad loving plus the illest warlike tactics. The wilderness is filled with this, so many people searching for false bliss. I'm here with the skills you've missed. The rejected stone is now the cornerstone, sort of like the master builder when I make my way home. You know my Steve.
You know my Steve.
Let them know, do your thing, dog.
Keep it live.
To the beat, y'all.
The beat is sinister, Primo makes you relax. I'm like the minister, when I be lacing the wax, I be bringing salvation through the way that I rap. And you know, and I know, I'm nice like that. Work through worldly problems, I got the healing power. When the mic's within my reach, I'm feeling more power. Stealing at least 3 minutes of every rap radio hour. It's often easier for one to give advice than it is for a person to run one's own life. That's why I can't be caught up in all the hype. I keep my soul tight and let these lines take flight. The apparatus gets blessed and suckers can put to rest. No more of the unsure, I got the cure for this mess. The whackness is spreading like the plague. MC's lucked up and got paid but still can't make the fucking grade. How many times a wannabe is gonna lie? Yo, they must wanna fry. They can't touch the knowledge I personify. I travel through the darkness carrying my torch, the illest soldier when I'm holding down the fort. You know my steed.
Let them know, do your thing, dog.
Keep it live. You know my steed.
Let them know, do your thing, dog.
Keep it live. You know my steed.
Let them know, do your thing, dog.
Keep it live. You know my steed.
Let them know, do your thing, dog.
Keep it live.
The mic.
On the microphone, you know that I'm one of the best yet. Some punks ain't paid all of their debts yet. Trying to be fly, riding high on the jet set with juvenile rhymes, making fake ass death threats. Big deal, like in Vogue, here's something you can feel. Style's more tangible, an image more real. For some time now, I've held the scrolls and manuscripts. When it's time to go all out, you be like, damn, you flip. Now I'm sick, fed up with the bullshit. Got the lyrical full clip, giving you a verbal ass whip. Don't trip, it's the gifted, prolific one, known as Ballhead Slip. Why is the press all on my diddick? My style be wilder than a kamikaze pilot. Don't try it, I'm about to stop more than a friggin' riot. Style's unsurpassable, and knuckles that suckers, yo, the motherfuckers are harassable. For I be speaking from my parables and carry you beyond. The mic's either a magic wand, or it gets tragic like the havoc of a nuclear bomb. Then I grab your palm, no pulse, you're gone. And if you thought we lose our niche in this rap shit, you way wrong. I stay up, I stay on, shine bright like neon. Your song's pathetic, synthetic like rayon. Fat beats they play on, one dope run, put me on. Word is wrong. You know my steed.
Wow. You know my steed. God damn.
That means you know how I roll. Look at me. Look at me and look at how we roll.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Guru, you will definitely be missed. Definitely. Underrated. Far from overrated. Way underrated. I don't think people even know. You listening to all the hits and all the great music that he made ever from there. I don't know if that'll ever be done again.
Never. Probably never. I'm not of that magnitude or that, you know, not of that magnitude.
And we say this because, one, he, as my man Black Seal pointed out, never had a derogatory word toward women in his music. Kept it positive at all times. And I don't think people can appreciate positive MC that was dope at the same time.
Exactly. Even when he was talking about his ex-girl, he kept it positive. He was like, look, you know, we did it. We had our thing. We broke up. I'm on to the next girl.
Right. Exactly. And, I mean, and we'll have to leave with that, you know, just Gangstar. Guru. Keith Elam. Rest in peace, bruh. We gonna keep you alive, though. And so with that, I want to give a special shout out to my man Black Seal for coming on and blessing us on the mic.
Thanks for having me, as always.
And, Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama, we gonna keep positivity alive, y'all. We definitely gonna keep positivity alive. On that note, I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.